Christy Short, Southwest Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board, discusses Cotton Incorporated's investments in two Texas-based research projects focusing on weed management and cotton production.
Cotton Incorporated is committed to investing in research on a variety of topics, but in addition to current trends and approaches, they also want to invest in research on innovations and possible future solutions to problems. As we all know, especially in Texas, weed control has continued to be a large issue for farmers. Cotton Incorporated has recently invested in researchers and graduate students looking at two new unique approaches to weed control. One approach was looking at actual weed seed destruction for those weeds that are left behind in fields after harvest is complete. When a field is shredded or mowed, those seeds can still be viable in future years to be put back into the soil in the seed bank. This approach looks at taking cuttings, field trash, through a chopper mill or other type methods to actually destroy those seeds and what type of efficiency those methods have in reducing the seed bank in future years. A second project they've recently looked at is how those weed management practices not only impact weed pressure this year, but how those practices contribute to the seed bank of weeds in years ahead. These researchers have learned that a zero-tolerance approach in targeted weed management in the current crop year can lead to higher lint yields and less weed emergence next year and beyond. Projects like these and the focus in investing in these graduate students, their innovative approach and ideas, is vital to ensuring the next generation of cotton researchers.